Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Jesus reminds us to watch for the signs of his return. Today, we will explore further what we are seeing in our times that line up with what signs he said would indicate the potential of the end and his return. We will also discuss the practical meaning of this as we watch and as a remnant prepare as he so leads. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is End Times Friday, and this now is the last Friday of 2024. This will be airing December the 27th. Hope everybody had a great, wonderful Christmas.
Yes.
And enjoyed it. We can say, and we've talked about to enjoy fully and celebrate the reason for the whole thing and the life of Christ and Advent and then the beauty of Christ coming to earth on our behalf as a baby. And, you know, what a privilege that is. And so I pray that everyone has that as their focus and that they had lots of margin and enjoyed every minute of it as opposed to be pressured by it. And particularly, and we've talked about, and I had several conversations as we, because we're taping this, you know, before Christmas. And the questions are, well, we're going to have family over. And there's a few of them that are really problematic.
Right.
Now, what do we do? And because we've said, you got to enjoy this. And the question is, well, how do we enjoy it when these people are so kind of mean, you know, and they're controlling him and they try to stimulate, you know, conflict. And we talk about, well, it's doable. Don't worry. You know, understand what God says about it and how to enjoy it and that you can and you will and make sure that you don't get yourself burdened with either buying things on credit that you're going to have a hard time paying back and puts pressure on you or the aspect of time of what you do and you don't get rest and you're tired and weary. And it's like, I can hardly wait till it's over. And you and I, we have the opposite. It's like, gosh, we wish it would stay longer.
Right, right. Because we do love it. We love it. Yeah. We have joy in the season. I will say just a little nugget, as you said something about difficulties with different people and family members and stuff during the season. For anybody who's still, you know, we've still got New Year's coming up after this and some different things. Spending time in Romans 12 is a great place to start and abide on that because it really does just give you a good heart check on how to walk in God's spirit, his power, his love, and to see people through his eyes, what that looks like to love without hypocrisy, and also to do it empowered by him, not just pushing through.
Right, right, yep. And then as we, you and I have a devotion on January 1st, New Year's Day, I would urge you to, you know, listen, it's only 10-15 minutes, but what it does is it sets up how to look at the year. And it's really a wonderful invitation by God that says, you know, come and walk with me. I will deliver to you a grand year. Now remember, and we know it and everyone else knows it, is that it's not absent of trouble.
Right.
It's not absent of adversity because we live in a world of trouble. We live in a world of adversity. He says, I don't pull you out of it, but I can deliver to you solutions to your issues. And I've got a plan and that plan is for a hope and a future. And trust me.
Yeah.
And we've set up, here's how to approach it and then get ready to receive it, you know, through the year. And by the way, and this is kind of simple. If I said to anybody, tell me your plans for 2025. Well, I think it'll be blah, blah, blah. Okay. I said, now I'm going to tell you one thing. At the end of 2025, it'll be different than that.
Things you can count on.
Because the life of God is unique. It's dynamic and full of surprises. And things that will happen to you in 2025 will be, I wasn't thinking that. And it'll be completely different. And so in essence, and particularly, and this is as we try to learn what it means to walk with God in preparation for, I think 2025 is going to be a significant year of us learning to walk with God and to start to understand, well, what's going on in the world? That you want us to understand if we're headed toward the tribulation. So it'll be quite fun. Last time we talked about the introduction of this thought about deception. And Christ says, do not be deceived. Mm-hmm. He says, even the elect can be deceived and think, and in essence, what he was saying is, and think you're following God.
Right.
But you're really following the enemy. And that would be the complete deception. Think about mm-hmm. that. And that's actually interesting enough. That's the worst place to be, is that I think what I'm doing is right.
Right.
And what I'm doing is completely not. Mm. And again, think of, we have great examples in scripture, but you know, when Peter confessed that Jesus was the Messiah, you know, that my Father has revealed this to you, and upon this revelation, the ability to hear God's voice and be led, I'm going to give you the power to bind and loose, and I'm going to build my church mm-hmm. upon it. You know, Peter, how spiritual are you? Fantastic. It's great. Hey, by the way, I'm going to suffer. I'm going to go to my death, and then I'll be resurrection. And Peter's response was, I will never let that happen to you. Mm-hmm. And Jesus's response was what? Get behind me.
Get behind me, Satan.
He says, get behind me, Satan. So you've just gone from being the most spiritual person there is to a follower of Satan. And then Jesus makes a statement. Why? Because you do not have the things of God in mind. You have the things of men, and you thought it was a good idea. Why? Because you were deceived, Peter, by your own thinking.
Right.
And you thought it was exactly the right thing to say. It was completely deceived and not of the truth. Mm-hmm. And he said, because why? Well, you forgot something. And then he goes on to explain, Peter, if you're going to follow me and you're going to not be deceived, you're going to have to deny self, mm-hmm. surrender your will, be open to the truth, stand on the cross, take up the cross, believe what I've done, release you from that, and I can then guide you into truth. And now follow me. Where? Into the truth. Mm-hmm. And if you do, you won't be deceived. But even you, who is super spiritual at the moment, and this is what God is trying to show us, can be deceived. Mm-hmm. And he said, so it's an important understanding of what deception is. Now, I'm going to give you some information that is accurate, verified it's accurate. We don't yet know the full implication of this, but we do know it's accurate. And what I want to raise it up is to say, maybe I should be open more toward following what God would show me, as opposed to getting wrapped up into the political process and thinking. So here it is. We know that Trump has been elected. Mm-hmm. By the way, for believers, a lot of really good things. Mm-hmm. And I was seeing this ahead of the election, which is why I kept saying, yeah, I'm pretty sure Trump's going to get elected. And two reasons. And I'm just looking at it now strictly for a believer. Mm-hmm. He will provide cover and legal benefit to not being persecuted for being a believer in our work scenarios and in life and churches. So it's not going to go where I'm going to try to push Christianity off the table, because right. he'll support it. Okay. And that'll be a very good thing for us.
Okay.
And by the way, the ADF, Alliance for Defending Freedom, who stands up for believers in the legal scenario, mm-hmm. like the guy here that we have in Colorado, Jack Phillips, for 10 years, they just stood with him and walked him through all the legal stuff that he got exonerated from. Mm-hmm. And by the way, the ruling would be in his favor. And then the enemy would say, okay, I'm going to do it a different way. Mm. And the poor guy, I mean, he just kept coming after him, but he stood strong. Well, the Alliance for Defending Freedom has had, even in that culture, mm-hmm. has had tremendous victory. And now the next several years they'll even have stronger positions because they'll be supported by the Trump administration. Mm. So it's going to be a good thing. That's number one. Number two is that, and I, because of you and I having conversations with Eric and Rabbi Ephraim and Denny, about Israel. Mm-hmm. And remember the discussion they had was that we're concerned about the lack of support by America in the Biden administration.
Right.
And particularly, and maybe the Harris administration, if she gets elected. And we understand something. We're going to move toward independence. We got to become independent because we mm-hmm. can't be subject to the whims of a political party.
Right.
but we still need America. Mm-hmm. And we said, what? What do you need? He says, we need their money because we're just a small country trying to defend mm-hmm. ourselves. And we still need their money. Well, Trump is going to support Israel. Mm-hmm. And he'll provide the money and he'll provide the wisdom and he'll say things that will help them. And by the way, and we're going to have a conversation with Eric and Pastor Ephraim coming up. Syria just fell.
Right.
It's a gigantic implication.
Right. And interestingly enough, it one of the things that opened it up to be able to fall and that regime to come down was Israel taking out some of these strong leaders that had been supported by Iran and everything in Hezbollah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And because of what Israel was doing with Iran, mm-hmm. the people of Syria got emboldened and said, we don't need to be under this oppression anymore. And they overthrew the government. So it's a big, big, big deal. And we're going to ask them questions like, what does all that mean?
Right.
And what do you
see
over
there? And
now
there's a power vacuum and who steps into that?
So,
and what does that look like? Yeah.
So the Trump position is going to be very, very good mm-hmm. for believers culturally. And then for Israel, which is to me the biggest thing, because God says, I need certain things to happen mm-hmm. in order for them to be in a position where when the world does come against them, including America, they are able to handle it. And so, you know, it'll be interesting. So that's good. The third thing would be is that, and we've already seen this, the attitude toward the economy is positive.
Yeah.
Because, well, he's a business guy and he's going to bring business growth and the stock market has responded. People are excited about certain things. I'm on the board of the HOA in our community. By the way, yesterday was my last day. Hallelujah. And I was there for 3 years and got a lot of wonderful things done. But, you know, God said, okay, you're done. And I'm done. So
excellent.
But he was saying that he's in the steel business. Mm-hmm. And his wife, we were sitting there talking and she was talking about, you know, woe is me. The business has been awful over the last 18 months and, you know, orders have been standing there ready to be released and nobody will. We've had financial difficulty, but I said, well, how's it going? She said, well, when Trump got elected, all the orders got released.
Wow.
Because people said, okay, good. We can go forward with our projects. Mm-hmm. And she said, we're gonna get back to being thriving. And it's strictly because of his election.
Interesting, right?
And it's like, hey, great, fantastic. So there'll be a positive thing. But this is where deception comes in. Mm-hmm. So all of that's positive. And by the way, a lot of people think, you know, hallelujah, America is going to return to greatness again. Mm-hmm. And we can trust Trump as our, in essence, a lot of people almost as our savior, which be careful with that.
Right.
But here's a couple pieces of information that we need to know. Number one, he has nominated for his treasury secretary. And the treasury secretary is the one that focuses on the financial wherewithal of the country and is linked to the central bank.
Right.
Okay, now, and we'll just remind you of this. The central bank is not an agency of the United States government.
Right. It is independent.
It's independent and it's primarily owned by foreign people. And it's the center of it and controller of it is the Rothschild Group out of London mm-hmm. that owns all the central banks or has control of all the central banks, and their goal is one world government, mm-hmm. which is going to come through the central banks. So, okay. Well, the guy that he put in is one, a flaming gay. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking overt, publicizing openly his gay lifestyle.
Okay.
Like, wait a minute. If you're a follower of Christ, wouldn't you want to have people that are not reflecting what God calls an abomination? Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about against the person. It's rather that there's a publication of my lifestyle is what I think the world should operate with. And it would be as part of your leadership team, not to at least have that. It wouldn't be that I wouldn't even hire him, but to have him at that level is a concern. And number two is that he is coming from a strong partnership with George Soros.
Interesting.
George Soros is like the guy who operates with the WEF to bring about one world government. And he's got the money to do so.
That's interesting.
And he's coming from that partnership. Number two is that Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, mm-hmm. is a direct financial partner today with George Soros.
Very interesting.
So they're integrated with that aspect of it. Okay, the next thing is that, and by the way, I'm not even surmising the impact of that at all. Mm-hmm. When I talk about deception, what I'm trying to do is say, wait a minute, there's some information
right
that is now becoming known that God would say, when I show you that, wait a minute, he says, pursue it further.
Right. And bring it into light so and that bring it can
bring
be pursued.
It to the light. And don't just say, yeah, but that's where deception comes in, is that, mm-hmm. I just kind of overlook it. And then the next piece of information is that, and it became now known, but for the last 8 months prior to the election, Trump has been secretly meeting with Jamie Dimon, who's the chairman of J.P. Morgan. Well, Jamie Dimon is one of the top 10 leaders of the World Economic Forum.
Okay.
And he's directly tied to that. So that means that there's a connection to somebody that's purpose is to bring about one world government. Mm-hmm. And Trump's administration and Trump himself is directly discussing things with that person who even lately hasn't changed his view and keeps saying we need one world government, and right. Trump's active in those discussions. Okay, so the purpose of saying that is because of it. And remember, God says, when you are going to overcome deception, I'm going to start revealing some things to you. Mm-hmm. As I do, he says, receive it. And I've verified this all true, by the way.
Right.
Because that's a big deal. That could be a big deal. Like people could say,
and there's so much misinformation out there.
They could be, well, yeah, he is. But, and then you find out, that's not even true. And that's what drove me to go find out. Mm-hmm. I became aware of it.
Okay.
And it's like, well, let me go find out. And then find out it's true. Okay. Now that I know it's true, God says, pay attention. Mm-hmm. Don't be deceived. Recognize that maybe there's something going on that you're not completely aware of. Mm-hmm. And what it looks like over here may actually be different and a deception over there. Mm-hmm. And at this moment, which is why we're talking about it, it's and I personally have learned, don't draw your own conclusion. But don't ignore what I'm showing you.
Right.
Why? I don't want you to be deceived. I want you to go to truth. And all I want you to do is say, huh, that's interesting. What the heck does that mean? Because that seems like, wow, that could be a gigantic deception.
Right.
Well, okay, pay attention. And that's what we're trying to reason. Okay. Now, what we want to do is talk about this issue of deception. By the way, I just use that as a highlighting point that the danger as we go forward is there's going to be all kinds of deception on many different levels. And God says that you need to pay attention. So we want to talk about that. All right. So let's go to 2 Thessalonians 2:1-4. And Paul makes a statement about this.
Sure. It says, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and this is why we're trying to assist everybody to keep understanding the timing of things, the essence of things. We know from the Bible that the Antichrist declares himself to be God mid-trib, 3.5 years after the tribulation starts. And he says deception will be operating prior to that time. And then all will be known. Why? Well, because think about it, somebody is going to declare himself to be God. Mm-hmm. It won't be fuzzy. It won't be. And believers who are truly following Christ will not accept that as true, mm-hmm. by definition. Why? Because he's not God.
Right. Right.
So that'll be the truth. He said, so up until then, deception, is going to be available to us. Be careful, because in the end, deception is going to be a big issue. So pay attention and recognize that. And that's why I think just even from that scripture alone, and we have to be careful of deception during mm-hmm. that time. I think we're still here in the beginning of the tribulation, because if we're raptured, well, then we're gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I interject real quick? Something that just struck me as we read this in verse 2, where it says, You'll not to be shaken in mind or troubled either by spirit or by word or by letter. I love that it gives three examples there of common places to be deceived. And I think that's something for us to pay attention to.
Yes.
By spirit, there's a spiritual element to it. There is also word, even from other believers, right? The spoken word of other people and whether it be media, all of that sort of thing can be a source of deception. And by letter, things that are written and things that are put out in law, even there's lots of places for deception. And I believe the fact that he specifies a few things to pay attention to here is important to pay attention because we can just get numb to deception sources around us.
Right. And this is because of the word he uses, letter, he specifically, because he talks about this in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, he equates the letter as the Bible. Mm. So he's saying, hey, you could interpret Bible stuff with deception.
Interesting.
So
okay.
It's really interesting to go. So when we come back and talk about this, we're going to have another couple weeks here. We want to start the year with Eric and Pastor Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim from Israel. So we'll have them on next, and then we'll come back to this. And if you would mark it down, Kathy, let's talk about those three things as we start to go deeper into, okay, what the heck does that mean? What does that look like? And to see if you have a heart for truth, you'll actually be excited about, wow, I need to understand this deeper. Why? Because he says, I don't want you to be deceived. I want you to go to the truth, and I'll show you that truth. And by the way, it'll be a fantastic place to be.
Yeah.
And we need that discernment. So Heavenly Father, thank you that you tell us to pay attention. You tell us that we could be deceived through these three things, and we need to understand them as we go deeper with it. And we just pray right now as we go into 2025 that our hearts would be to understand what is true. When we start to see things like, that's interesting. You just say, keep coming, keep pursuing it. I'll reveal more to you and just don't shut it down. And don't deny it. We don't know yet implication of certain things, but we do see, wonder if deception is going to go on here, and we need to understand it. So give us that heart as we go into 2025 with an enthusiasm to receive the truth and enjoy the truth. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. I am looking forward to continuing this discussion. It's absolutely fascinating and important. And like you said, even as we're going into 2025, that would be a prayer for believers to pray for yourself as well as to pray for other believers, that we would all grow in discernment and truly learning to listen and walk in the Spirit, right?
Yeah.
So if you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.